from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G.
Good morning, Chef.
Good morning, G.
Hey, in 25 minutes, Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame quarterback of those Dallas Cowboys. Now he is a sports broadcaster. Well, he said something, and he had a hot mic, if you will, Ursula. He had a hot mic, and he said some things that he's now saying to everyone.
He's regretting.
He's an unwavering patriot, is what he said. So we talk about that in 25 minutes. But right now, Ursula, I have been looking forward to 11 o'clock all day long. Why? Because today's agree to disagree. For some reason, I have a feeling that most people are going to agree with you. And I think that's when it's the best, when everybody agrees with you.
I don't know that they are. I don't know. I'm often surprised. Yeah, I'm often surprised. Okay.
Right, let's do it. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Hey, good news for the University of Washington. Big congratulations to them. They jumped up two spots to number 8 in the U.S. News Best Global Universities ranking. Congrats, UW. Ursula, are these rankings important?
Absolutely not. And I say this as someone who paid way too much attention to them with our first child. And as a result, we were willing to pay an extraordinary amount of money so he could get into one of these so-called elite schools. And then he would tell you, although he benefited from a great education and et cetera, et cetera, he said it's really not about what school you go to, but what you do while you're in school. So the only benefit of these rankings is really for the college, because what they can brag about is that they have the highest rankings according to some ridiculous metrics, or they do it so that they can say, we've got the highest ACT and SAT scores, so now there's only a 6% acceptance rate, and that just makes us so elite so that you can pay more money to go to these schools. I think the only one who benefits from the rankings is the schools.
It is definitely important, because what you want to do is you want to make a printout on the list. And when you make the printout, Ursula, when you get ready to go for your job and they tell you, well, geez, I see you went to this really small college. We've never heard of it. Well, here's why. As you can see, the colleges that cost the most money and the one that everybody says you should go to, notice how the list coordinates with that. I needed to go to a place that was affordable and I'd be able to make it so where I didn't have so much student loans. So, yes, it is important to have this list so you can know and understand why these colleges make you pay so much money, or you know and understand why they are asking kids and parents to put down their deposit for 2021 already right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, do not do as I did. I learned the hard way that these rankings, you know, it's all about, hey, I can have these bragging rights for my kids, or the kids want the bragging rights. But really, it's what you do at these schools that makes the biggest difference. So don't be swayed. And right now, students, during this pandemic, these high school seniors are right now filling out their applications and filling out those forms. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have to pay for 20 different applications. You don't need to apply to 20. Pick five good ones.
And behave.
Yeah.
And don't go out of state when you have the number 8 university in the world right here in our backyard.
It is good bragging rights for the university.
That it is.
Sure.
All right. So in the Wall Street Journal, retired Navy Admiral McRaven titled an op-ed called "Biden Will Make America Lead Again." In it, he acknowledged he voted for Biden and endorsed him. Gee, does this make a difference?
Absolutely not. No, it does not.
Why?
Right now, and here's why. There is nothing that you can, there's no endorsement for President Trump. There is no, he had a bank account in China. He paid $750 with taxes. There is nothing that you can say about President Trump right now that will sway a voter. This endorsement by the admiral, okay, cool. It is what it is right now. So, no, it does not matter.
I think that some of these endorsements do make a difference. For example, this is someone who wouldn't normally come out, but he describes himself in this op-ed as pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, small government, strong defense, and a national anthem-standing conservative. But he says, I also believe that Black Lives Matter, that the Dreamers deserve a path to citizenship, that diversity and inclusion are essential to our national success, and that education is the great equalizer, and that climate change is real, and that the First Amendment is the cornerstone of our democracy. So why does that matter? Because you don't have to be only one or only the other. And I think in an example like this, you can say, you know what? I'm going to go against what normally people would say, the person I should be voting for, because I believe in these principles, even though I would normally vote conservative.
Watch this. 989-73 State Roofing text line. Everyone that's voting for Trump, does this endorsement matter?
And he's endorsing Biden.
He's endorsing
Biden.
It's
not about who's endorsing Trump. It's who hasn't voted yet.
For those listening and who hasn't voted yet, does this matter? We'll see. We'll see what they say.
Okay. Alrighty. So, fake nude celebrity photos. Those are nothing new. But now they're a threat to people who are not famous. There's a deepfake bot on the Telegram Messenger app that's creating hyper-realistic nude pictures of women from their fully clothed public photos. With this bot, any woman who's ever posted a selfie of herself from the waist up could be a potential victim. The pictures look 100% real. All the victims are mostly not public figures. Some are obviously underage. And all of them are women. Gee, is there anything we can do to stop this?
Nope. The internet is forever. We've been telling you that. The internet is forever. Ursula, we talked about sending selfies and or pics of genitalia to people,
bad
even loved
idea.
Ones. It's never a good idea. We don't just tell you that because we want you to behave like Ursula likes to use that word. We're telling you because, really, the internet is forever. So don't do it. And in this case, Chef, Ursula, no. Nothing can be done. This is what you expect. It's the wild, wild west, the internet. And it's going to get worse in time to come.
Is there anything we can do to stop this? Yes. When you see it, report it. When you see it come in, don't share it. I mean, be a decent person. Is there anything we can do? Yes. Don't tolerate it. Don't be okay with it.
All right. Let's go on here to a bunch of former Mariners who found themselves in the World Series. Don't worry, we're going to get to Phil Collins here in a second, G. I'm just curious, G, because we have all these Mariners in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Do most of us just secretly hate to see our exes just doing way better without us?
Absolutely. No question. Nobody wants to say it. I mean, we always say the obligatory, happy for them. Glad they're doing okay. But deep down, realistically, you don't want to see your ex go ahead and blow up and glow up without you. So when we start seeing the Mariners, Chris Taylor, Mike Zanino, they're playing for the World Series right now, considering when they were here, we had sports experts here locally that would say, oh, this Chris Taylor, he can't throw it from shortstop to first base. Oh, this Mike Zanino, he can't hit. But for some reason, those guys, when they leave the Mariners, they go and they do well. Ursula, it comes down to culture. Sometimes you needed to leave, or if you will, get out of that relationship and really blossom.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to, let's rewind what you said 15 minutes ago. So we were talking about jealousy.
Yeah.
And you said, no, I don't feel jealous. So what you just described is now you are jealous of seeing an quote unquote ex. In this case, you're talking about sports people, but whatever it is, if they do better. I'm assuming that you're talking about also ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, or whatever it is that you secretly don't want to see them be better off after you're done. And I would say, I don't care. I am truly happy for someone if they go on and have a good life. I don't want them.
Whatever happened to Buddy?
Who's Buddy?
Me? You know Buddy? No.
What are you talking about?
Buddy that was there, and then Mark came through and swooped in. Oh. What happened to Buddy?
You are bad. His name was not Buddy. However,
I'm just going to let you hang on this for about 5 minutes.
Wait. No. Okay. I'm going to tell you. He did come through our office here a couple years ago, and we were pleasant. I was happy to hear. You know what? I'll tell you what. This is how good it was. I had given our dog, our poodle, Tutu, to his mom, and I loved his mom so much and was able to, even after I'd moved on, she invited me over to their house. She met our oldest son when he was toddling around, and I got to see Tutu again one more time. So, yeah, no, absolutely. And I was happy to hear that he married apparently a beautiful Filipino woman who and had two children. And so
he had a type.
Yeah, so exactly. So I was happy.
You named your dog Tutu? Didn't you just tell us about a name that your sister almost had?
Tututicus?
Tututicus? You named your dog after your almost sister's name.
It was my parents' dog. So are you surprised that this dog was named Tutu? It was my dad and mom's dog.
Tututicus!
Never get over that. Oh my gosh. I'm feeling all like hot and embarrassed right now.
Phil Collins, speaking of exes, his ex-wife is allegedly commandeered his Miami mansion and is holding it hostage with four armed guards. Ursula, do rich and famous people have crazier marriages, or are their problems just way more public?
I don't think they have crazier marriages. I think we just hear a lot more about them. I think if you scratch a little bit, every family has just a little bit of dysfunction, and in some families, a lot more. So I'm going with, no, it's just that they're much more visible.
This is a setup. I want everybody listening right now this is Chef and Ursula's way to set me up, because they know. Notice they ask Ursula first and they didn't ask me first, because they want me to try to win this argument. And in order to do that, I have to tell a story.
Uh-huh. Right? Exactly. Yeah. So, gee.
Is it about a friend?
I mean, you just threw out Buddy out there. I don't even know who Buddy was.
Okay. Look, I've been telling you guys this, and my biggest claim to, like, me learning that money isn't everything is the problems that I have seen occur when people have a lot of money. And a lot of money sometimes equals, I don't know, people get bored. I don't know, you know what I mean? Some random stuff. So here's what I'll say. Instead of me telling a story, I'll just tell what was in the public eye, right? Like, you guys heard of the former Seahawk that was the story where they were down in Texas and she found out where he was. And when she found him, he was in bed with another lady and his brother. Like, I mean, come on now. Like, that's not normal. And then the next week, you're back together.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so those, and one last thing I want to say is this. Because there is so much money, like, for an example, I've been divorced a few times, but I was broke. I didn't really have any money. So it's not like the woman wanted to wait around, like, you know, to get anything from me. I didn't have anything. Well, a lot of these situations, there's so much money involved. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, man, it'll be a disaster if we split up. So it's the whole thing is, oh, we might as well just stay together because we have all these assets. So a lot of times these couples stay together because of all of the assets that are together. You know what I mean? So, yes, when something about when the rich and famous, when they get married, boy, things get weird. I'm not saying that us poor folks don't have problems, because we do. But, man, when they rich and famous, boy, they got some things. It's like, wow, that is amazing. Or unfortunate.
I didn't ask any follow-ups just to help you.
Now's your
Ursula,
chance.
Okay, you know
Open
what?
Mic.
Thank you, Ursula. You know what? I owe you one. You took
exactly.
it easy on me.
I did.
You Last did chance. Take it easy.
Yes, I did.
All right, let's move on to, I don't know, what we call this, the bias of late night comedy. Apparently, nobody's telling jokes about Joe Biden. Apparently, he's just an unfunny dude. Staggering 97% of jokes that Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon told about the presidential candidates in September, all about the president. Ursula, should comedians be fair?
I think it is too one-sided, to be honest. I think there's a lot of material to be had on for both candidates. And now Saturday Night Live is trying to do it with Jim Carrey. Which the jury's out on that one. I tried to laugh about that fly thing, and I had a hard time. But my husband thinks he's the funniest, and he thinks he does a great impression. So I think it is because you are excluding a big chunk of audience. And I just, you know, to me, it feels like it is too one-sided. How about you, G?
No, like comedy. All right. This could get me in trouble, but
proceed.
Bear with me here. Comedy is the one thing that I think that we should all get together with and just say, it's the only thing that shouldn't be fair. Like comedy is, I can't believe you said that. And push the envelope. And I can't believe you guys went 95% talking about this one candidate, not the other. Let's be real. There's really not much to say funny about Joe Biden outside of maybe some corn pop and all of that, or some of his being disconnected. You could talk about some of those things. But most of the comedy really kind of lies with talking about Trump.
And well, but even before Trump, though, I'm talking about, I think that there is something valid to say that it's always liberal comedians taking shots at conservatives or politicians.
Hey, again, with comedy, that's why comedy in the 70s and 80s, I remember listening to record players of Richard Pryor, Red Fox. I think comedy back then was just, it was funny because it was raw. It was no PC. And it was like, look behind your back like, ooh, I cannot believe that they said that. Mm-hmm. Are they allowed to say that? That's the funniest stuff ever.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that's going to get me in trouble because somebody will say,
I don't think so.
Let's get you in trouble again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
G said that when you do comedy, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Don't get in trouble.
I mean, let's just go back to this, though. 97% of the jokes were targeting Donald Trump. I mean, 97%. That's almost like, that's all. That's basically everything.
Can you name? I just got a text that said names. Can you name some conservative
comedians?
Maybe the one tour. I don't know.
Yeah. No, and that should
I think
you
I know what you're referring to. Right, the Foxworthy tour. All right. Let's get one more in here. I know we don't know how long it's going to take for us to keep wearing masks around, but Hormel wants to help you out and make your experience a pleasant one if we're going to be wearing them for a while. They have come out with a new bacon scented face mask. Gee, is bacon overrated?
Yes, it's for sure overrated. And here's why. The best thing about bacon is how it smells. If you can get over the smell, like this, it's the greatest smell ever. There's nothing better than when you smell bacon in the morning. But when you get past that, other than that, it's overrated. Oh, bacon
no
spice
way.
Here, bacon there, bacon there. It's overrated, Ursula.
Pumpkin spice is overrated. Bacon, bacon makes everything better.
Bacon does not make everything better. I'm sorry, bacon in a face mask is disgusting. Look, I think pot roast smells great, but I'm not going to slather it all over my neck like cologne.
Yeah, you said, is bacon overrated? I wasn't talking about that face mask.
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't wear a face mask with bacon. You're right.
I think the thing with bacon is that everyone thinks it needs to be in everything. Bacon is glorious on its own. It's glorious in addition to something. But bacon, 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 the quintuple bacon cheeseburgers.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Bacon on everything.
Not good
too
for your heart.
Okay. Oh, behave. Coming up next, Troy Aikman. He said some things while the mic was still hot. We discuss that next. It's G and Ursula.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the G and Ursula Show. This hour of our show is brought to you by your local Carrier Heating and Air Conditioning dealers. I got to tell you, every time we do agree to disagree, I feel like so much of my personal life is on display. I always feel like, oh my gosh, my husband is just probably so uncomfortable.
Does he text
I apologize.
You? Does he text
on occasion, yes. The one time he got scared
when Chef was about to ask you a question.
Yeah, he thought Chef was going to ask about our sex life when he was asking us a question in general. He just... Anyway, if you missed our Agree to Disagree segment, please go and listen on our podcast. But in any case, we've got something else to talk about. So Troy Aikman is defending himself right now. In case you don't know who he is, he's a football TV analyst. Okay, who all did he play for, G?
The Cowboys.
Okay. Yep. So he's now defending himself because he made some comments on an open mic before a game.
It was just before the Packers-Buccaneers game in Tampa and just after a military flyover.
It's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman appeared to mock it on an open mic. It was not part of the national TV broadcast. On Twitter, the Hall of Famer Aikman says he loves a flyover, but it was odd to see it over a mostly empty stadium. Aikman called himself an unwavering patriot that loves this country, has always respected the flag, and supported men and women in the armed forces. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Is it case over now? Is that enough, or do you think more needs to happen?
Whatever. I mean, it is what it is, right? Like, case over. There's nothing that's going to happen to him. Last night, Joe Buck was calling the World Series game. Troy Aikman will be on the call. Look, it's no big deal if these guys do it. But I just want to be just crystal clear about this topic. It's interesting because in that statement, he also mocked the pregame flyover, acknowledging that Democrats aren't proud of our military and says that it's a Kamala Biden ticket. So, let me say this, Ursula. It always feels weird. Like, there's this thing that Democrats don't support the military, or black people don't like police or don't support police officers. There's this common thing. And what people need to stop that, because people like Troy Aikman's of the world, who put a tweet out saying that making sure everybody knows that he's an unwavering patriot, the same people that pretend as if they support the military, it's just a front sometimes. Some people do, some people don't. Some people support police officers, some people don't. I get accused on this show, I get text messages all the time. People say, "Gee, you hate police officers. You can't stand police officers." Mm. Well, if you've listened to the G and Ursula show, people that probably text me that, I guarantee you've spent less time with cops than I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
You spend less time with cops. So when the case with Biden, with Aikman, it is what it is. And so to his point, military, this is something they're always practicing flying anyways. And by the way, Troy Aikman, the players that I talk to, they think it's cool. They love it when the military flies over. Mm. And even if it's an empty stadium with no fans, the players love it. And when the fans are there, the fans really love it. So it is what it is, Ursula. Maybe Troy Aikman doesn't support military like he claims to.
Hmm. Okay. I want to update a story that we did yesterday, and it was one that I said, okay, it's kind of a touchy subject, and that was pun intended. I'm not going to go through all the details again, but this does have to do with CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, who is was doing that thing when he was on a work Zoom call. I'm trying to just be serious because it should be taken seriously. And now as I'm reading more information, not just about what was going on that Zoom call, because the question is, now he's been suspended both by CNN and by The New Yorker. So what should happen to him next? Well, there are things in his past that I was not aware of. So it's not just this what he was caught doing during a Zoom meeting in front of several staffers. Oh, yeah,
oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
No. He should not be coming back.
Okay, tell me why.
Oh, no, he should not be coming back.
Tell me why.
So in 2008, so there's been a bunch of things. So I'm going to this was from New York Daily News in 2008. When he was married, he had an affair with another attorney who happens to be the daughter of a longtime political analyst. Apparently, she got pregnant, and then he tried to get her to have an abortion, and when she refused, then he refused to have a DNA test until after the son was born, then refused to pay full child support, and then his attorney attacked her for the way she had publicized the matter. I mean, there is some. Okay, so that's just one. And then apparently also he offered to pay, allegedly offered to pay her for to have another child later via a sperm donor. And then there is a whole list of things that he's accused of doing, allegedly whispering disgusting things to prominent women. And one in particular, following her to her hotel room, trying to invite himself in before leaving her vile and sick messages in the days after. And then there's a whole list of other things. Okay, all allegations, but this guy has a very messy past. And on top of that, I mean, so it's almost like, okay, how many chances do you get?
So you could be the president of the United States, but you can't get reinstated with CNN?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Jeffrey Toobin. And in this case, I mean, people voted for the particular president that you're talking about.
Okay.
So I am talking about.
I thought you was with me yesterday.
I've changed my mind. I have changed my mind because.
Okay. Those things that he allegedly done.
Yeah. And there's more. I mean, there's even more.
Okay. Look, my man's got a shaky pass. And you know the news better than I do with this. He's got a shaky past. But his past wasn't enough for CNN to not hire him. And sometimes, unfortunately, like, what is he supposed to do? Should he not work because of, I mean, he didn't go to jail. He's not in jail. He's got to live the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So then he's on there. So then he is. Now, I did think that the meeting was over. So I come to find out that it was a current meeting. So remember you and I and Chef, we talked about if you should have your video on when you're doing Zoom calls.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I said you should absolutely have your video on because when you have your video off, it shows everybody else on the call that you don't care. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a case of my man Toobin did not have his video. He thought he had his video off.
Or so he says.
He still should lose his job.
Let's put it this way. I think that right now he is an embarrassment for, and then what's a further embarrassment is how even CNN was trying to couch this particular story saying it was an accident or whatever. It's like, I would steer clear. I think it makes it very difficult for CNN and his other employer. Maybe he needs to take a break. Is he the best legal analyst ever? Maybe he can, I mean, you know, maybe he can find something else that's not so visible. But what he is accused of doing and what he was caught doing is an embarrassment, is going to always raise questions, and is going to be hard to shake off. That's my opinion.
Okay. Can I ask you this?
Yes.
What's worse?
Oh, no.
Having an alcoholic drink or doing what he did?
Oh, having one alcoholic drink, I would say just on the base, what he did. And I'm not saying that it's not natural. I'm not saying anything like that, but it's exposing himself, whether you meant to or not, exposing himself to other people, and now it becoming national news.
Chef, you still think he should be fired?
Oh, yeah. These things never occur in a vacuum. Keep that in mind.
Oh. Of course, you two against me. It's never fun when you guys don't agree with me. Coming up next, we hear you. And Ursula's words to live by. It's G and Ursula. Man, the 11 o'clock hour is so fun that it goes by so fast.
It does.
Oh, man, it's already at the end of the show. It's time to take your text. And then Ursula's words to live by. Ursula, you want to start us off, buddy?
Yes, and Chef cooked us up a little something different here. So we have a different version of We Hear Ya. So on our topic of irrational fears, 206 says, I have a fear of telling my husband who I voted for.
Suburban women, will you please like me?
425. Okay, we're hearing this for the first time, so Chef has put some sound in there. Okay.
And by the way, Ursula does not like going into segment line.
I'm cringing right now.
425 says, gee, opening the shower curtain when you go in the bathroom is not irrational. I do the same thing in my own bath at home. My kids do the same, and none of us know why.
Oh, Okay, so 206 says, my irrational fear is making sure that no one is behind a door. Every door has to be completely open, like flat to the wall.
Here's Johnny.
We should be doing this on Halloween. Okay. These two texts came in at the same time. 206 says, I have a fear of snakes in the toilet. And then 360 says, I'm terrified of a snake coming up through the toilet bowl while I'm sitting on it. That has happened.
Two, five, three says, thanks to Final Destination, I will never follow a logging truck.
425 says, gee, I'm terrified of needles and getting shots. Okay, don't watch G on our Facebook page because he was squealing.
Oh, you're just going to feel a little...
Wait. Are you just going to feel a little pinch? That was
425 says, I have an irrational fear of the Charmin bears. I cringe whenever I go down the aisle and I cannot watch a commercial with them on TV.
I'll pick it up. They're clean.
Cause my hand is clean. Oh yeah, I'm Charmin clean. That's how I know they're clean.
Okay, that's I'm catchy. Done with Chef.
Chef
man.
Has spent way too much time on
Chef, I gotta tell you, dude, this is amazing. Go ahead, Ursula.
Yeah. 425 says, my biggest irrational fear is turning on the radio at 9:05 and having to hear G in his squeaky little voice.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, man. Oh, what a great show. This was so fun. Ursula, it's now time for your words to live by, buddy.
And our words to live by are brought to you by Pro Club. And there is a difference between pride and humility. Pride is going to encourage you to scream, that's just the way I am, in hopes that you won't hear that soft whisper of humility asking, yes, but is that the way you should be? Just remember that true humility is staying teachable regardless of how much you already know.
Ursula, great show today. Thank
you. It was fun. Thank you.
Chef?
We got one more for Ursula here.
That's my best friend's cat.
Andrew?
You wouldn't be calling bacon overrated if you ever had oven-baked bacon. Leagues better.
Yum.
I don't disagree with anything you say at the end of the show, Andrew. Thanks, brother. Hey, and we appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for always coming and hanging out with us for 3 hours of radio or however many minutes of radio you get with us. It's appreciated. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.